You are listening to Ottawa at Work with Patricia Bowl.
It is Friday. Friday. Woohoo. That's not a good woohoo. Not really celebratory, but I love a Friday. We were talking about Thursday being a pretty good day yesterday. Some people say Thursday is Friday Eve. You have the anticipation of Friday. Therefore, Thursday is the day of the week. But I think I'm definitely a Friday person. Committed to the Friday. Love that feeling that you have just about made it. Friday morning, we have the anticipation, I guess, of the weekend coming.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
And that is Chris Holsky singing beside me here. Very close. Okay, that was not your voice, but it didn't sound like you.
Oh, that's PJ's favorite song, Rebecca Black Friday.
I usually only play it for Bill, but you said Friday way too many times, Patricia. It was Q.
Sunshine, a little bit. It's cold, though. It's the first full day of fall. But it's going to be nice tomorrow. Lots of sunshine for the Red Blacks game tomorrow. We're going to talk to the most electrifying player on that team a little bit later this morning, Devontae Dedmon, who's back after, he thought he might stick with the Miami Dolphins, but
teams are afraid to kick to him because he's so dangerous on the punt return. Hopefully, fingers crossed, the Red Blacks will win a home game for the first time this season tomorrow.
They are approaching the 1 year mark since their last home game win, and that one was supposed to end a drought. Like, they'd gone a while before that, so it would be nice to see a win at home, absolutely. But it does look like a really beautiful day tomorrow, sunny, and I think 19 degrees, we're saying, Chris Holsky.
Yeah, 19 the high, and cooling down to 8 that night, but probably still in the low teens by the time that people head home from TD Place, hopefully with a W under the Red Blacks belt.
We're selling it hard. Lindsay Maskell is here, political consultant and former advisor to Premier McGuinty. Hello, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Happy Friday to you.
To you as well.
Are you going to be at the Red Blacks game tomorrow night?
I am not, but I enjoy going. My cousins go all the time. They were here last weekend. Just their pure joy. So I stay updated.
Excellent. Yes. Well, I always say it doesn't matter. You don't even have to be a football fan to enjoy the games because it's just they've done it so well at Lansdowne. The whole thing is an adventure and an evening out. All right. Coming up to 10 after 9 here on News Talk 580 CFRA, we're going to get at it with our Big Five.
Ottawa at Work. Big Five Stories.
All right, so here is what we are talking about this morning. We talked to Chef Rick Watson at the Ottawa Mission a couple of days ago about the need for turkeys and other donations ahead of what will be a week of feeding people in this city for Thanksgiving. So they have always traditionally done the big meal on the Thanksgiving Monday that a lot of us have helped out with over the years. They had to, trying not to say it, pivot. During the pandemic and change the way they were doing things. Now they have this food truck system that has been very, very effective. So in the days leading up to Thanksgiving weekend, they will provide meals to a number of people that way. And then there will be the big in-person dinner again this year at the Ottawa Mission. But the Mission saying over the last day or two that the demand is just unbelievable. The demand to feed people the highest it has been in two decades. That they're seeing hundreds of people sleeping on the streets every night, thousands being fed at the Mission, a number of factors, the pandemic, obviously, inflation, mental illness, all exposing that side of Ottawa that we don't want to think about a whole lot until it's thrust into the spotlight like this. Do we have to sort of change, I don't know, the way we approach that type of situation in our community? We like to think that we're a giving, community-minded city, and yet we have a couple hundred people sleeping on the street. We have people needing to be fed every single day. We have those who are, facing challenges in terms of paying the bills, facing them in an increased way that we have never seen before. People who are just trying to hang on, who are right at the poverty line. Is there any kind of a solution out there for this, Chris?
Well, we have a mayoral candidate who seems to think so, or at least seems to want to put an end to this, Catherine McKenney, coming out and saying that they had a goal of eliminating homelessness throughout the course of the next term if they are elected mayor. But given the factors that we are seeing at play right now, and you talk about situations where the Ottawa Mission says their food truck is the busiest that it has ever been at this stage, given that we have a growing affordability crisis, that we have a growing labor crisis, and even if you do try to build some homes right now, finding people of experience especially to try to build them in the first place is not very easy. I think the only thing that really can be done right now, it boils down to a personal level. It's those who have the ability to help in some form doing so. It may help to stem the tide, but even then, even with people doing that, helping the mission or shelters or food banks, you see what's happening to the state of the economy with the country right now. If we do not see things like inflation go down significantly, I don't think that is something that individually Canadians can even stop.
When you're all being hit by increased costs and inflation, and you start to look at your disposable income, do you think, Lindsay, that that's one of the first things that goes? People say, I maybe don't have to make this donation that I've traditionally done. And you start scaling back a little in terms of how much you are giving to the community and to charitable programs?
Unfortunately, yes. People fall into two categories when they hear about a growing economic crisis and inflation. They are either people that, you know, look at where, you know, even though they may be very well off, how they're going to save, what they're going to do to protect themselves. And then there's those that know that they are kind of either recession or inflation proof in their careers, and they continue to be generous. But the constant news about the economy being so difficult and the crisis for people really does make even the most generous person think, should I be nervous? Should I buy this? Should I not buy this? It's hard not to when it's a constant story. And so unfortunately, charitable organizations are hit badly, as we saw during the pandemic, even though there were many people and many careers not affected. It's a very sad story. I mean, I see it every day. Unfortunately, my coffee shop that I like is right next to the food bank, and I have seen over the last 10 years how much that has been growing and being used, and I do think we're in a full crisis mode.
A full crisis mode, indeed. And a lot of people struggling, just as we say, to pay the bills, to figure out how to scale back a little bit, maybe at the grocery store. You know, we were talking a lot at the end of the summer about people biking instead of driving a little bit more because the price of gas was going up. That fortunately has come back down. We looked a little bit more closely at grocery shopping yesterday on CTV Ottawa and finding ways to save. We sent a couple of reporters out to get a similar list of items, an exact replica of the list of items. Two reporters asked to get the same things and find the best way to save, and they could travel around to a few different stores and they could use apps. And this is how that went.
All right, Natalie, similar themes here from both of you. Let's have a look at the bills now. Who won? Who did? Look at Tyler, just a bit above Natalie. These are good deals.
So, yeah, Tyler lost.
Yeah,
Tyler
it was 47, roughly $47, I think, Tyler's bill came out, and $46 was what Natalie
It was a 30-cent difference.
That's
in the end. Yeah,
yes.
Just over 47. So I had someone suggest here, and we were talking about this yesterday, what we should do is have one person use all the apps, use everything that's at your disposal, as these two did, and one person just go out and just buy like you normally would, just throw stuff in your cart and see just what a difference it is. Because they were saying it was very time-consuming and stressful to sort of research and look at the ads ahead of time and figure out which stores had the best deals and then compare those prices on the app. But I imagine in the end, they did save a significant amount of money. So it's the time is money thing. How much time do you actually want to invest in it? How significant is it? You're also spending a little bit of money on gas. I'm lazy. I'm a terrible grocery shopper. I just grab whatever. For the first time, I'm really, really being forced to think about that approach and to look at prices. And my biggest thing I think that I'm doing to try to make sure I'm not overspending on groceries is actually eating what I buy and put in my fridge. Because over the years, when I think about how much we've thrown out, we've overbought, we've put leftovers in the fridge and didn't get around to eating them and then throw them out a couple of days later, it's a tremendous waste. And I think that is the biggest cost for a lot of people is just how much food they actually end up wasting, Lindsay.
Yeah, and I think people are paying a little closer attention to that now. I was fascinated watching this story, and it did remind me of something. I think the one line that I used to hear my old boss, Salt McGinty, say the most was talking about people who are living very busy, just-in-time lives. And so the way that people shop is really highly impacted by that, right? If you don't have time to do those errands. But the other thing that I was reminded when they got to that total of $47 is how close that is to the weekly potential max food budget of somebody living on ODSP. So it is, I think people are looking at how much food they're wasting, where they're buying their food, what they can do without, like hearing lots of conversations of things that people I know that have lots of money, and thinking about what can they do without now. So it's a tough thing to watch. And I do think it's something government needs to get involved in a little bit more, because I'm happy to see the federal legislation that was just introduced about the cost of living. But this was an interesting segment to watch, and I appreciate the coverage on it, because it's really making people aware, because some people are just continuing on their spending habits, and are unfortunately grocery store profits are going through the roof with the current rate of inflation. Mm-hmm. So and there are some people to look at.
Just quickly, when you say it could be the whole budget for the week, here's the list. It's not a lot of items. 2% milk, 340-gram pack of shredded cheese, a pack of bacon, dozen eggs, a loaf of whole wheat bread, a head of lettuce, 2 tomatoes, 1 jar of Kraft peanut butter, 6 bananas, 2 cans of chicken noodle soup, 1 box of Oreos, and a family pack of either ground beef or chicken thighs. There's not a lot of extra.
No, and they could not go off brand was also one of the rules here. That was mainly, I think, for consistency more than anything else, because some areas you have different varying grades, I think, of off brand in some places that you shop, for example.
Nothing else is an
Oreo. But for a lot of people, they don't have that choice. I don't want to backpack too much, but I do want to commend both Natalie and Tyler for the approach that they took to this, because it could have been easy to get swept up in this and treat it like some kind of game. But for a lot of people in the city, it's not a game doing something like this. Presenting the story that they did, I think, is an eye-opener for a lot of people who do not even have to think about this, but just to have some sort of consideration for the people who are having to go through this kind of race, this kind of challenge, having to spend between 45 and 90 minutes on prep of just figuring out where you're going to shop in the first place. Mm-hmm. It is good to see a light shone on this.
9:19 on News Talk 580 CFRA. When we come back, it's that time of year. We're talking about the possibility of a strike in the education sphere. We'll get into that in just a moment.